Hey folks, Todd Cochran here. Just got back from CES. I know you're about ready to enjoy one of the interviews we did, but I think it's really important that you know that this show, my show, Geek News Central, is sponsored by GoDaddy.com. I want you to save a lot of money on GoDaddy products and services. All you got to do is come over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. There'll be a plethora of codes there for you to check out to save money at GoDaddy. Thanks, GoDaddy, for being a sponsor of Geek News Central. On to the CES 2015 coverage. Todd Cochran, Geek News Central, part of the tech podcast team here at CES 2015. We're with Ryan, and we're going to talk about the plastic card from Bookstone. So tell us all about this plastic card.
Yeah, so plastic card is one card for all your cards. It holds credit, debit, loyalty, gift, and coupons. It works with an app, a wallet app on your smartphone, iOS or Android. You can upload as much data as you want on that application, and then we transfer it from the smartphone to the card via Bluetooth.
So, you know, I've seen some of this technology talked about before, and the thing that I've always been curious about, how does the actual magnetic strip work then?
Yeah, so we have developed a dynamic programmable magnetic stripe. So our card has a touchscreen display on it. It's an e-ink touchscreen. And you literally will swipe through the card that you would like to select. You'll touch the card, at which point it will remagnetize the stripe.
Wow. So it's almost sounds like a dream come true, because I feel my wallet bulging and I've got way too much in it.
Yeah.
With too many cards, obviously, so I'm just giving myself away, asking for a robbery to happen. But so obviously there's some security concerns people will have. So what's the security wrapped up into this? And I think I know the answer, but I'm going to let you give it.
Okay. Well, there's a few bits of security. I mean, the card itself has BLE built into it, low energy Bluetooth. So we try to stop, the theft is one reason why people get their cards stolen from them and the used. So first and foremost, the card itself has a 4-digit global PIN. So no one can just go in and access your cards unless they know your 4-digit PIN. If they do get past the PIN, we do have proximity alerts built into the card. So let's say you left it at a restaurant and you walked away. When you get 100 feet away from your card, your smartphone's going to alert you and tell you that you left your card behind. There's also a setting built into the card where when you're setting up the wallet application, you'll be able to set a time where your smartphone's out of communication to the physical card. Let's say it's a 1-hour period. Once it hits that 1-hour period, it's actually going to wipe everything off of the physical card. And it's going to render a message on the screen that says, I'm lost, and present a phone number to return the card.
So you got the PIN access to get into it. That
Correct.
Makes sense. And you can load all the cards that you want. I see it on your demo up here that it actually will show you card balances and so forth when it comes to, it's okay, card balances and so forth. Okay, so you guys are selling the card. Is there a monthly transaction fee for this, or how's the?
There's not. The card retails for
$155. Okay.
We're not charging any monthly fees or any other fees besides the purchase of the device. So we're treating the card as a consumer electronic device that you buy, that is going to not only simplify your life with your cards and your gift cards, but also give it more security too.
How's the retailers reacting to it? Because sometimes I'm sure some retailers are going to get it and say, what is this?
Yeah, some might. I mean, one of the things that we really thought about when we built this card was to present all the information that is on a card today. So it's going to show the full 16-digit card number on our screen. It's going to show whether it's a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover. And it's also going to act, when it goes to a POS machine, it's actually going to be an intelligent card. To where when you swipe it through the machine, it actually is going to change from the 16 digits to the signature field. And it's going to show the signature, also a photo ID, and the 3-digit PIN on the back.
So there's Visa and MasterCard is going to start making people put PINs in now on transactions at some point. They're going to make some additional changes to the cards that's coming this year.
Correct.
How are you guys handling that?
So the card is going to ship with the hardware. It's the EMV technology. So our card is going to ship with EMV chip and PIN technology. It's going to be hardware supported. And we are working with the P&Os, the Visa, MasterCards, to enable that technology on our card.
So the price again was $149.
$155.
Oh, $155. Is it available? It's obviously available now because I know you've been giving some out at the show.
It's actually not available now. We're actually doing pre-orders right now. So at the show, what we're doing is we're giving away $40 off coupons.
Okay.
And then we're also giving away 250 free pre-orders every day also.
Wow.
The product's going to ship summer 15. We're in the Brookstone booth. We've partnered with Brookstone as a launch partner, and we're going to be in every Brookstone store nationwide when we launch also.
So obviously then, if people want information, do they go to plasticcard.com or where do they go?
Go to plastic.com without the I, so plastc.com.
So you guys heard it. I'm excited about this product because, women, it don't really matter. They carry it in their cards in their purse, but us fellas, our wallets just get too big. And it's just, from a security standpoint, it makes a lot of sense. That's where it's going. So Todd Cochran, part of Geek News Central, the Tech Podcast Network team here at CES 2015.